In Parshas Vayishlach, there's a well-known and fascinating medrash, well-known because it's a song. If they would make all of Shas into such songs, I think people would know it. As Avram Fried once said, "Thank you, Yossi Green, for taking another Gemara, making it world famous." It's one of the keys actually to remembering is to sing, put a tune to it. My sons learn Mishnayos with tunes. It's easier to remember. Either way, the pasuk says, "V'yavoser Yaakov levadoi ve'yovi kishima yadalos ha'shochar." The Medrash says on it, "Reb Rachi Reb Shim Reb Simon Oimer, ein kokel. No one's like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umi kokel? And who's like the Ribbono Shel Olam? Mishurun Yisrael Saba. Yaakov Avinu. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu kasev boi v'nizgav Hashem levadoi af Yaakov ve'yavoser Yaakov levadoi." There's this aspect of levadoi that's mentioned with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mentioned with regard to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had this midah of levadai, ki'ilu, of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now what does it mean, this midah of levadai? So there's a few nukudas that can be taken out from here. Rava mentions a few of them. The first one is that many people, even if they know what's right and even if they live their lives a certain way, but that's very often only in the confines of their house. But once they're outside in a public forum and there's other people there, then they're worried about what are other people going to say, what are other people going to do, and what are other people going to think about me. And the social pressures and other things cause them to maybe digress from the way that they know is the proper way. Now, David HaMelech tainen v'adabra v'ed v'esecha ne'egu melochem le'evish. And even he didn't care what anybody would think about him, like Zil Sherm says. He did what he knew was right. There's a lot of times there's the thoughts of what are other people going to say, what are other people going to do, that cause a person not to act in the way that he would like to. The Yisoid of Levada is the Yoshev HaHolim of Yaakov Avinu, that he was always in the base medrash. He always made for himself base medrash. This is where I am, and no one else can convince me to do otherwise. When a person knows what's right, then he's not going to be convinced to do otherwise, even if there's other people around and there's other people that are doing differently. And this is something that certainly one has to be careful with when he's living amongst Goyim. When he's living amongst Goyim, then there's the whole way of life, and there's a whole, and that's a number of times you see throughout the parasha how careful they were not to have any shaychas b'etzem, even though there was many interactions with the Goyim. However, they made sure not to be influenced by them. And even though Yaakov Avinu sent messengers and presents and discussed and talked with Esav, but when Esav wanted to give him any present, he wouldn't take anything from him. And also after the Mice of Shechem, so Yaakov Avinu said, how could you do this to me? How could you do this to me to cause that there should be, the other nations should rise up against me? And they might rise up against me, which is dangerous, and wipe out my whole family. And what did they say? They didn't seem to answer the question that Yaakov posed to them. You put us in a massive sakana. How could you do this? And the answer, yeah, but how could they make? Are they going to act with my sister like a zeno? Yeah, but you're putting us into sakana. What's the answer to the question? So says the Rebbe that they were saying this is the first time really that the Goyim tried at any point to mamish assimilate with the have the Yidden assimilate with the Goyim, that they should mamish turn into one, that they should intermarry. And he says this has to be put, a stop has to be put to this, it has to be nipped in the bud, even if it's going to cost us our lives. You're right, it might cost us our lives, but it's worth it. It's worth it because this is not what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael is Am the Vodun Yishkain, that they're the Levadai. That's the Maila of Klal Yisrael, is that they're the Levadai. And we have to make sure that even though we live amongst them, and even though we're in Shechem, and even though we're dealing with them, but still it can't be, it's got to be, there's always got to be that boundary in between us. Always got to be careful with it. I was wondering, this past week I was actually supposed to be in America. I guess I wasn't supposed to be in America. The night before my flight, I came down with the flu, and I ended up staying in Eretz Yisrael. And I would have thought the reason is that I should be together with the Chabura, and not be, but I was in bed, so I wasn't with the Chabura. So the question is, why didn't I go to America? I don't know, maybe the reason is I shouldn't have to deal with the the influences. They shouldn't have to be worried about being influenced. But not everybody has that zchus of living in Eretz Yisrael. And certainly they have to be careful, and even those living in Eretz Yisrael, be careful with that he shouldn't be influenced by people around him that are not living up to par with the way that he knows to be right. That's the first nekuda. The second nekuda is unique to Levadai. This is a story with Naftali Amsterdam. He's one of the three primary Talmidim of Rabbi Saul Salanter. He told Rabbi Saul Salanter once, he said, to be a real emes of Oyer Hashem, if I had the kishrin of the Shagat Aryeh, and I had the hearts of the Yisrael Shoresh HaAvoda, and I had the midos of you, Rabbi, Rabbi Saul Salanter, then I would be an emes, I'd be able to be an emes of Oyer Hashem. And Rabbi Saul Salanter turned to him and he said, no, he says, Naftali, with your kishrin, and with your midos, and with your hearts, you have the yichelus to be your Oyer Hashem. In other words, the person really has to take a stake and make a circle around himself, like Chayni Amago, and this is where he lives, this is what he has, and he shouldn't be looking at anybody else, not at the Shagasari, not at the Yisrael Shari, not at the Sol Salanter, and not at the person who lives next door to him, not anybody, in his Avodas Hashem. In his Avodas Hashem, there's, like Rabbi Kalender once said, he says, what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu want? He wants that there I should be Avram Avinu. He says, there already wasn't Avram Avinu. He wants that I should be Aaron Kalinur. So too over here, every person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that he should be Naftali Amsterdam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that he should be Chaim Yankel, and every person has their koiches, everybody has their mix of midos and kishrin and background and their situation. Yeah, and maybe the situation wasn't as conducive, his background is not as conducive to learning as others might have been, and his kishrin is not as great as others. Well, and his midos need a lot of work for chulu, but in chanami that's his makom for avodah. Fakir, that's these nekudas are his makom for avodah, and there's so much more that he could gain. Like Rav Dessler says, when he couldn't say bechira, a person that's born with all his midos, great midos, and a person that's born with all the kishrin and chulu, he doesn't have to work for anything. He's going to come to shemayim. He's going to see that his tzchar is nothing out of this world because he never had to expend effort. If he expended effort despite his kishrin. And he, nevertheless, he was Omo. Of course he's going to get it. But the person that has less kishrin, the person that has less refined midas, v'chulu, and nevertheless, he makes the most of it, and he's Omo, and he toils, and he goes as far as he can go, that has so much more, that is worth so much more in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that will bring schar to a greater degree than the person that has the greater kishrin. That's the Milo, that's one of the Milas, another Milo of Levadai, that Be'ezer Hashem will be Zecha to. It's actually the Hagdama to Chanukah, is this Milo of Levadai, is that Klal Yisrael, the Misyavnim, and the Goyim, the Yevonim, and the Misyavnim all tried to influence Klal Yisrael, and the small amount of the Frum Yidin were able to ward them off, and that's really what the nitzochin of the Maccabim is over the Yevonim and the Misyavnim, is that is to prevent the infiltration and the influence of any goyim or even of the fry, people that are in Misyavnim, the people that wanted to do differently, to stand up. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was Moisir, the Rabbi Miyad Me'atim, it's the Me'atim that are Levadai. That's what Am Levodan Yishkin, that is what really symbolizes Klal Yisrael. Good Shabbos.